There are many songs about our state's highways, like California One by the Decemberists.
I'm California One.
Or Phantom Planet's California.
California, here we come.
But there might not be any songs about highway overpasses. If songwriters knew about Javon Hatfield, they might come up with a tune or two. Every Thursday and Friday afternoon, Javon shimmies, shakes, and smiles from the 101 overpass that crosses the freeway at 18th Street in San Francisco, all while holding up a giant cardboard heart to the commuters below. So what song is he listening to? KLW's Holly J. McDeed took a trip to the overpass to find out.
For nearly 2 years, Patricia Douglas watched Javon Hatfield dance.
I drive this commute, been driving this commute for close to 15 plus years, and for the last couple years I've seen Javon, not knowing his name at the time, on the freeway. Raven is dancing with his heart and just having a good old time.
She didn't know his name was Javon Hatfield, and he didn't know she was watching. Not her specifically, anyway. But Thursdays and Fridays, when she drove home from work on 101, she'd look up at the 18th Street overpass, and there he'd be.
Earlier in the years, like, I have a little heart of my own that I would wave out the window and show it to him, try to get his attention, but he'd never see me.
Then one day, she finally got up the courage to thank him in person. Instead of driving home on the freeway, she went up to the overpass itself, holding her heart.
Hi, how are you? Doing good.
So I drive by all the time, and I always put this out, but I don't think you ever see me. I have this little heart that I always try to give your attention. I wanted to know why you
did. You actually stopped just to see you.
Because I was going, he lives around the corner, and I went, let's go see why this guy does this.
She gave him her own paper heart with the words, "You are great," written on it.
He says he just loves to give back, and that's why he does it.
And just, you know, like, spread love and just be happy and know that it's there, you know?
That's when I meet Hatfield, during the moment he stops dancing to accept Douglas's gift. He's used to people asking him why he does it, and I'm just as curious as the rest.
The way that I describe it is, like, I'm here, but I'm not. I know physically I'm here dancing, like, in the moment. When I'm doing it, it feels like I'm almost in, like, a nirvana of its own. The energy that I feel from other people is what I go off of. And the more I dance, the more that I feel that energy. So I don't know, it's weird. Like, it's to me, it's, I can't describe it.
The music's all in his headphones, so commuters are left to guess what he listens to. But here's what we know. He's a huge Drake fan.
You don't need no one else. You don't need no one.
Mixed with some Rudimental.
Let my loving lay a heart me.
And Sam Smith.
A distant stranger that I will complete.
Tonight, it's Premonitions by Volt.
Let's take it right.
His dance moves are freestyle and hard to describe. He does a lot of twirling. He waves his cardboard heart. The rest of his body seems almost elastic. He's kind of like a dancing mime, maybe because his passion for dance began with inspirational mime dancing at Cosmopolitan Baptist Church in Ocean View when he was a kid. He got the idea for dancing on San Francisco's overpasses while caught in legendary L.A. rush hour.
Well, honestly, like, I was stuck in the traffic and I was looking around and I'm like, everyone just looks like so down in the dump. Like, no one seems happy.
He first started dancing on the Mission Street exit going towards Daly City.
I'm like on a slant and like, I don't think it's good to be dancing on a slant for like 6 hours, you know? So then I like moved down the highway to, there's a bridge near the Glen Park BART station.
But before long, police asked him to leave. Even now, highway patrolmen still sometimes stop by.
There has been time where a CHP has come, like, they're like, well, you know, we received a call that someone is trying to jump off a bridge. Is that you? I'm like, no, I'm not trying to jump off a bridge. I'm very sane. You know, I'm not doing anything to hurt myself or anyone else. This is just my way of, like, giving back to the community. And they're like, you know, right on, like, keep on doing what you're doing, you know? And it's totally fine, you know?
But just to be on the safe side, he only comes out when traffic is jammed.
Thanks to technology, you can go onto Google and you could see the typical traffic, so I know what's going on. You know, if it's not backed up past like Cesar Chavez, then I don't come out because I know that like eventually the traffic is just going to be flowing. And then at that point, yeah, I can cause an accident. But whereas if it's rush hour traffic, you know, it's back to back, bumper to bumper, traffic isn't moving that fast, it's okay.
Before I go, I ask him to show me some of his tricks. Nothing too wild.
So it's very simple. It's like a turn. Like, so you take your leg like this, and then you pivot.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then like, you know, you pose with the heart.
Yeah. Okay.
Eventually, I get it down. We pivot together. I look down at the traffic. No one is honking. But I have a feeling that if I waved a heart of my own, someone down there would look up and wave back. Maybe next time. Hatfield says he's always accepting dance partners. For Cross Currents, I'm Holly J. McDeed.
So if you see Javon in action, give him a little honk. Yeah, like that.